How you begin your week is how you build your life. That's the mindset of people who win, consistently. Most people wake up on Monday and start reacting. They check their phones, rush into tasks, and carry last week's frustration into a brand new week. No plan, no direction, no intention. Then they wonder why they feel behind before the week has even started. If that sounds familiar, this message is for you. This isn't about motivation that fades by noon. This is about building structure, setting the tone, and showing up like someone who takes their life seriously. Every week is a new chance to reset your focus, clean up your routine, and make decisions that move you forward. In this audiobook, you're going to learn exactly how to start your week in a way that builds confidence, discipline, and progress. One step at a time. No fluff, just real action for real results. This is how you should begin every week. Chapter 1. Put your phone down and face your own life. You know, how you begin your week can quietly shape everything. It sets the tone. It controls your mindset. And for most people today, the first thing they do is pick up their phone. That's how they start Monday. Not with focus, not with clarity, not with a decision about their own life, but with distraction, with noise, with someone else's thoughts. That's where they go first, and I'll tell you something, that's the fastest way to hand your life over to the world before you've even lived 1 hour of it. Now think about this. Every week is a clean slate, but only if you claim it. And you can't claim your life if you're buried in notifications. You can't get serious about your goals if your attention is scattered within the first 10 minutes of the day, if you're checking what everyone else is doing before you've decided what you want to do. You're already behind. You're not leading your life, you're following noise. That's the hard truth. And you've got to decide if you want your life to be led by your choices or run by algorithms. People ask me, Jim, how do I take control of my time? I say, stop giving it away before you've even gotten out of bed. That moment you wake up, that first half hour, that's your time. That's your mind, your thoughts, your vision, your day. But the moment you grab your phone and scroll, you're reacting, you're distracted, you've left your own mind and entered someone else's world. And the danger is, it feels harmless. It doesn't feel like a decision. You think, I'll just check one thing. Then it's 20 minutes later and you've already lost the battle with yourself. And you didn't even realize it. You gave your attention away, and with it, your focus, your self-respect, your peace. And now the rest of the day feels scattered, unclear, rushed. You're not showing up with strength. You're showing up already drained. But it doesn't have to be that way. You can take that time back. You can put your phone down. You can sit still for 5 minutes and ask yourself, what do I want from this week? Not what others expect from me, not what's trending, not what's urgent. But what do I want to build? How do I want to live? Who am I choosing to be this week? And the moment you ask those questions, you shift something inside you. You come back to your own center. You reclaim your attention. You reclaim your direction. And that's the beginning of power. See, the problem today isn't just distraction. It's the emotional damage it causes. When you start your day scrolling, you see things that trigger you, you compare yourself, you doubt yourself, you feel like you're already behind. And now you're not just distracted, you're discouraged. And discouraged minds don't dream big, they don't act boldly, they settle, they play small, they get stuck in the same old patterns. And it all started with the phone. I'm not saying the phone is the enemy. I'm saying you have to be the one in charge. You have to set the rule. And that rule is simple. Don't start your week in the world before you've dealt with your own. Don't open up to outside influence. Before you've grounded your mind, you need that silence. You need that space. You need to hear your own thoughts before the world buries them. Every Monday morning, you're given a window, a moment to reset, to breathe, to think clearly. And most people throw it away. They let anxiety take over. They rush. They grab the phone. And by the time they're dressed and out the door, they've already lost control of their own direction. Don't do that. Be stronger than that. You start your week by facing your life, not running from it, not escaping it. You sit down with a pen. You write what matters. You check in with your own character. You ask yourself, what's been bothering me? What have I been avoiding? What can I improve? You deal with those things. Because growth doesn't come from ignoring your life. It comes from looking it straight in the eye and saying, I'm not hiding anymore. And that takes courage. That takes honesty. But it also brings clarity. It gives you a sense of ownership, of discipline, of pride. And pride doesn't come from how much you achieve. It comes from how honestly you're living, how consistently you're facing your life instead of distracting yourself from it. People want confidence, but confidence doesn't start with praise. It starts with discipline, with doing what's right for you even when no one is watching. That means waking up and not reaching for your phone. That means looking at your life with both eyes open and saying, I'm responsible here. No one else is coming to save me. I've got to show up. I've got to lead myself. You want to change your life? Start by changing how you begin your week, that first hour. That's where it begins. And I'm not talking about a perfect routine. I'm talking about making one strong choice, one solid step. One moment where you put the noise away and face your own life like you mean it. Look around your room. Look in the mirror. Ask yourself, am I proud of how I've been living? And if the answer is no, then use this week to do something about it. Stop distracting yourself. Start improving yourself. And it starts the moment you choose not to escape into your phone, but to face yourself with purpose. The world doesn't need more people scrolling through life. It needs people awake, alive, focused, committed. You can be that person. You just have to act like it. And it starts right here, with this Monday. With the decision to put your phone down and face your own life like it actually matters. Because it does. That's how strong people are made. That's how leaders are built. Not by reacting to everything, but by choosing their thoughts, guarding their time, and respecting themselves enough to begin their week with clarity and direction. So ask yourself now, how are you going to begin your week? Because the answer to that question will eventually become the answer to your whole life. Chapter 2. Ask yourself what you're tired of tolerating. Every person walking through life is tolerating something they shouldn't. Maybe it's a habit. Maybe it's a mindset. Maybe it's a relationship. Maybe it's the way they keep talking to themselves every morning. And most people won't even notice it anymore. Because they've been living with it for so long that it just feels normal. But that doesn't make it right. And it definitely doesn't make it healthy. The truth is, you don't grow by adding more things to your life. You grow by removing the things you've been tolerating for too long. If you want your week to be different, then you've got to ask yourself one serious question. What am I tired of tolerating? You see, this question isn't about complaining. It's about waking up. Because the things you tolerate slowly drain your strength. You tell yourself it's fine. You say you'll deal with it later, but it keeps pulling at you, quietly, daily, until you look up and realize you're living a life that frustrates you more than it fulfills you. Maybe you're tolerating being tired all the time because you've stopped taking care of your body. Maybe you're tolerating the fear of what people think, so you don't speak up. Maybe you're tolerating a schedule that leaves you no time to breathe. Maybe you're tolerating someone's disrespect, or your own. And every time you tolerate something that pulls you away from who you want to become, you lose a little more of your confidence. Not because you failed, but because you stayed quiet when your heart told you to make a move. See, people think the big breakthroughs come from huge decisions, but they don't. They come from small private moments like this. A Monday morning where you sit still and ask yourself, what's been bothering me that I keep brushing off? What am I allowing in my life that doesn't belong anymore? What have I accepted as normal just to avoid discomfort? This takes honesty, and it's not always easy. You might not like the answers, but facing them gives you a kind of personal power that no one can take away from you. You start to realize that you're not stuck. You've just been tolerating too much for too long. And it doesn't matter if the thing is big or small. What matters is what it's doing to your spirit, what it's doing to your self-respect. Because every time you ignore something that drains you, you send a signal to your mind that your peace doesn't matter. You've got to reverse that. You've got to show yourself that your peace does matter, that your standards matter, that your time, your energy, your values, they all matter. And one of the strongest ways to do that is to take an honest inventory of your life. Think about how you start your mornings. Think about how you talk to yourself when no one's around. Think about the people you keep chasing approval from. Think about the goals you've pushed to the side because they make you uncomfortable. That's where the work is. That's where the discomfort lives, and that's exactly where your growth is hiding. You can't build a strong weak on top of weak boundaries. You can't expect focus when you keep tolerating mental clutter. You can't walk into a new season of life with the same tired excuses weighing you down. So stop pretending the little frustrations don't matter. They do. Because every frustration is a symptom of something deeper, a need for change, a need for clarity, a need for courage. And you don't fix that by ignoring it. You fix it by calling it out. You fix it by saying, I'm done living like this. But don't just say it, mean it, decide it, act on it. That's where transformation happens, not in the thinking, but in the action that follows. Maybe you need to have a hard conversation. Maybe you need to say no when you usually say yes. Maybe you need to stop justifying why you stay in situations that don't feel right anymore. Whatever it is, don't wait for the perfect time. Do it now. Do it while you're uncomfortable. Do it while your voice shakes. Because the version of you who's free from all that noise is waiting on the other side of your courage. And this isn't about being harsh, it's about being responsible. It's about saying, I'm the one in charge of my energy. And if something keeps draining you, fix it, face it, or remove it. Stop tolerating environments that make you feel small. Stop tolerating conversations that go nowhere. Stop tolerating behaviors that disconnect you from who you want to be. That's how you begin your week with strength. You don't start by piling on motivation. You start by removing what's been quietly breaking you down. Now take a deep breath and ask yourself again, what am I tired of tolerating? And don't just think about it. Write it down. Make it real. Give it a name. Look at it without flinching. That's how change begins. One honest moment. One small decision to stop allowing what you know is wrong for you. And when you do that, something shifts inside you. You start to respect yourself a little more. You walk a little taller. You speak with more certainty. You stop chasing people who don't value you. You stop settling for days that leave you empty. And that's what builds a better life. Not just adding more good, but removing what doesn't belong. So this week, I don't want you to make a long list of goals. I don't want you to force fake positivity. I want you to get real. Sit down with your own life and ask the question that most people are afraid to ask. What am I putting up with that is no longer acceptable? And when the answer comes, don't ignore it. Don't explain it away. Don't make excuses. Just face it. Because that's the moment you take your power back. That's the moment your week stops being random and starts being intentional. You don't need everything to be perfect. You just need to stop lying to yourself about what's holding you back. You were never meant to live in quiet frustration. You were meant to live with clarity and strength. But strength doesn't come from ignoring pain. It comes from dealing with it. It comes from deciding that your life deserves more than just getting through. It deserves attention. It deserves respect. It deserves honesty. And most of all, it deserves a version of you who's willing to stop tolerating what doesn't feel right anymore. Start there. Start now. Make that the way you begin your week. And I promise you, you'll start to feel different, more steady, more focused, more alive. Because when you stop carrying what isn't yours to carry, you finally have space to build the life that is. Chapter 3. Decide how you're going to show up today. You don't control everything, but you do control how you show up. And that might be the most important decision you make today. Before the world pulls you in, before the emails start, before anyone asks you for anything, you need to ask yourself one question. Who am I going to be today? That choice will shape how you think, how you speak, how you handle people, how you respond to stress, and how you feel. By the end of the day, if you don't decide how you're going to show up, the day will decide it for you. The environment will decide it. The pressure will decide it. One rude comment from someone will decide it. And suddenly, you're not acting from intention, you're reacting from emotion. That's when the day starts slipping away from you. That's when you forget your standards, your mindset weakens, and your energy gets scattered. But when you wake up and take just a few moments to decide how you're going to carry yourself, you put yourself back in charge. You don't need to control the outcomes. You just need to show up with strength, clarity, and purpose. You get to decide if you're going to walk into this day with discipline or distraction, with focus or frustration, with peace or panic. That decision belongs to you. And it's one of the most powerful habits you'll ever build. Because when you show up with clarity, the chaos around you loses its power. So ask yourself, what kind of energy do I want to bring into every room I walk into today? How do I want people to feel when they speak to me? How do I want to carry myself when no one is watching? This isn't about being perfect. This is about being deliberate. You're not just surviving the day, you're choosing who you're going to be in it. People underestimate this choice because they think it's too simple, but it's not small, it's everything. The way you show up affects how you solve problems. It affects how people treat you. It affects whether or not you follow through on your own goals. If you walk into today unsure, uncertain, and full of doubt, you won't get the most out of your time. You'll shrink. You'll hesitate. You'll wait for a better mood or a better moment. But if you decide ahead of time that you're showing up with purpose, then no matter what hits you today, you're ready. It doesn't matter how yesterday went. What matters is who you choose to be right now. You can't carry yesterday's stress into today and expect to feel strong. You can't carry old mistakes and show up with fresh energy. You've got to let that go. That's why this choice matters. It's a reset. It's a mental reset that says, I'm here. I'm alive. I've got this day in front of me. And I get to choose how I'm going to meet it. Some people wake up and wait to feel motivated. But motivation isn't what gets you through. Identity does. When you know who you've decided to be, you don't wait to feel like it. You act from it. You move with direction. You speak with clarity. You hold yourself with dignity. Because that's who you decided to be. And don't think this is about pretending or faking anything. This is about alignment. It's about being consistent with your values. If you value discipline, then show up with it. If you value patience, then live it. If you value self-respect, then carry yourself like it. These aren't ideas to think about. They're principles to show up with. You've got to train yourself to do this before the world makes the decision for you. Because if you don't, you'll find yourself being someone you never meant to be. You'll act out of tiredness. You'll let one bad interaction shift your entire mood. You'll speak from irritation instead of intention. And by the end of the day, you won't feel proud. You'll feel drained. But when you decide how you're going to show up, you start winning in the places that used to defeat you. The things that used to throw you off don't shake you the same way. You're not fragile anymore. You're focused. You're not waiting on perfect circumstances. You're taking control of your presence. This is how real self-respect is built. It's not built in loud moments. It's built in quiet decisions like this. That moment before your day really starts, when you take one honest breath and say, "This is how I'm going to carry myself today." You say it not for the world, but for you. Because how you show up when no one's watching is how you train yourself to show up when it matters. So what does that look like in real life? It means deciding you're going to listen more and react less. It means walking into your job, your home, your workout, or your relationships with presence. It means choosing to be grounded instead of scattered, clear instead of foggy, committed instead of distracted. And that might mean you need to slow down. It might mean you need to take a minute to breathe, to reset, to write down your thoughts before you engage with the world. This isn't about hype. It's about direction. It's about saying, "This is the standard I've set for myself, and I'm going to live it today." That's real power. That's real leadership. And you don't need to post it, prove it, or explain it to anyone. Just show it through how you carry yourself. People will feel it. Even if you don't feel strong right now, you can still decide to show up with strength. Even if you feel overwhelmed, you can choose to show up with order. And even if your life isn't perfect, you can still show up with pride. You don't have to have everything figured out. You just have to stop abandoning yourself when the day begins. Don't just drift into your morning. Step into it with choice, with awareness, with presence. Decide the tone you want to set, not just for the people around you, but for your own state of mind. You deserve to experience the version of you that is clear, grounded, and fully engaged. But that version only shows up when you make the decision on purpose. And you have to do it every day. It's not one big moment. It's a habit, a daily decision, a personal promise. You wake up and say, "Today I show up with strength." And then you back it up with how you move, how you think, how you respond. That's how you earn your own respect. The world responds to how you show up. Life opens to the level of presence you bring. So bring the best of you, not the perfect you, the real, committed, grounded version of you. The one that doesn't need to impress anyone, but refuses to lower their standard just to survive the day. You have one job every morning. Decide how you're going to show up, and then do it, quietly, fully, with no excuses and no shortcuts. Because that choice, made consistently, is what builds the life you're trying to reach. Not someday, but now. Starting today. Starting with you. Chapter 4. Think about the person you're becoming right now. Most people are focused on what they're doing, but very few stop to think about who they're becoming. And that's the real question. Because every single day, with every small action, every decision, every response, every habit, you are shaping the person you are becoming. Whether you realize it or not, you are in the process of becoming someone. The only question is, are you becoming someone you respect or someone you don't even recognize? When you wake up and move through your day, you are not just passing time, you are building identity. You are creating a version of yourself that will either carry you forward or hold you back. And if you don't stop to think about it, you'll wake up months from now, years from now, wondering why you feel stuck, unfulfilled, and disconnected from yourself. You'll say, life got busy. But it wasn't life, it was you. On autopilot, it was you choosing comfort instead of direction. It was you avoiding the truth instead of facing it head on. You've got to pause and ask yourself, who am I turning into by the way I live right now? Look at your routines, look at your attitude, look at how you handle hard days. Look at how you speak to yourself when you make a mistake. Those things are not neutral. They're not small. They are carving your identity day by day. If you avoid responsibility, you're becoming someone who hides. If you complain all the time, you're becoming someone who feels powerless. If you quit whenever it gets hard, you're becoming someone who never sees what they're capable of. But if you face your problems, even when it's uncomfortable, you're becoming someone resilient. If you stay consistent with your goals, even when you don't feel like it, you're becoming someone trustworthy. If you show up for yourself and make your time matter, you're becoming someone who lives with purpose. Every choice today is part of your story. And most of the time, it's not the big, loud choices. It's the quiet ones. It's the decision to stay focused. It's the choice to be honest. It's the moment you hold your ground instead of chasing comfort. And what matters most is that you take full ownership of this process. You can't blame the world for the person you become. You can't keep pointing to the past and using it as your reason to stay where you are. Maybe things have been hard. Maybe you've been disappointed. But that's not where the story has to end. The real power is in deciding who you want to be now, and then making that decision again every day. You've got to be honest with yourself. Don't answer this with a fantasy. Answer it with truth. If you keep living the way you've been living for the next year, who will you become? Not who do you wish to be, who are you actually turning into? That answer should either confirm you're on the right path or wake you up. Either way, it should drive you to think and act more intentionally. There's no pause button in life. Time doesn't stop while you figure things out. You're either progressing or declining. You're either moving closer to strength or closer to regret. That's how life works. You don't get to skip the process. You only get to decide whether you're part of it or ignoring it. But ignoring it doesn't stop it. Every habit you repeat is taking you somewhere. Every standard you set, or fail to set, is shaping the way you see yourself, and how you see yourself will eventually shape everything else. Think about this. Are you acting in ways that match your values? If you say you want discipline, does your routine reflect that? If you say you want confidence, are you making choices that build it? Or are you making decisions that keep you stuck in the same mental loop? Don't just want change. Align with it. Don't just hope for growth. Prove it with the way you live right now. Because the truth is, change doesn't show up one day and tap you on the shoulder. It's built in the small steps you take when no one's clapping. It's created in the moments when you push through resistance. That's where the person you're becoming is being shaped. In the silence. In the repetition. In the decision to do the right thing, even when it's not convenient. And no, you don't have to have everything figured out, but you do have to be aware. You do have to stop and ask the hard questions. You have to get clear about the type of person you're choosing to become. not just in theory, but in action, in attitude, in how you spend your time. Because if you're not becoming someone you admire, you've got to change something. Not someday, not next month, right? Because if you keep delaying that decision, you're allowing patterns to become personality. You're letting temporary habits become permanent identity. You owe it to yourself to look at your life with clear eyes. Look at the way you speak. Look at how you handle pressure. Look at what you turn to when you feel stressed. Look at what you avoid when it gets uncomfortable. All of that is a reflection of who you are becoming. And if that person doesn't line up with the vision you had for yourself, then something's got to change. Because the longer you live out of alignment, the harder it becomes to trust yourself again. But the good news is, identity is not fixed. You're not stuck. You're not defined by who you were last year, last week, or even yesterday. You can decide today that you're going to take a different path. And that decision doesn't require anything external. It just requires one thing: your commitment to being honest with yourself and doing something about it. You become someone powerful by making strong decisions when no one is watching. You become someone stable by staying consistent through highs and lows. You become someone respected by living in alignment with what you say matters to you. And you become someone fulfilled by living life on your terms, not someone else's. Every day is another chance to become more of who you want to be. And if you want to be proud of who you are becoming, you've got to earn that pride. Not by talking about it, not by waiting to feel ready, but by doing the work today, by thinking clearly, by acting intentionally, by living in a way that builds character. Think about the person you're becoming right now, not just the person you wish to be someday, the person your habits are building, the person your choices are shaping. That version of you is not far away. That version of you is already in progress. The only question is, are you building the right one? You don't get that version by accident. You build it on purpose, with discipline, with honesty, with decisions that match the life you want, not the life you're trying to escape. And you start right here, right now, with full awareness, with full ownership, and with the kind of inner commitment that says, from this point forward, I'm done living on autopilot. You are the builder. You are the designer. You are the one who gets to decide who you become. Choose wisely, live deliberately, and make this week the start of a better direction, not by wishing for it, but by acting like it matters, because it does. Chapter 5. Write one promise and don't break it again. There's something powerful about making a promise to yourself. It's not like making a list. It's not a wish. It's not something you tell others just to sound good. A real promise is personal. It's a moment of decision between you and your future. It's you saying, I'm not living like this anymore, or this matters too much to keep ignoring. And what separates people who change from people who stay stuck is simple. One keeps their promises, the other keeps breaking them. And here's what most people don't realize. Every time you break a promise to yourself, you damage something deep inside. Not just your confidence, but your trust. You stop believing your own words. You start doubting your own goals. You tell yourself you'll do better next time, but deep down you don't fully believe it anymore. Because the pattern is too familiar. You've seen yourself quit before. You've seen yourself talk big, act small. And now when you look in the mirror, it's not just tired eyes looking back, it's someone you don't fully trust. You can't live like that anymore. Not if you want to change, not if you want to feel proud again, not if you want to stop second-guessing your strength. You've got to draw a line, you've got to write one promise and say, this one I keep, no matter what. It doesn't have to be huge, it just has to be real. It has to matter. It has to be something you're willing to fight for, even on the days you feel off, tired, frustrated, or alone. It could be a promise to stop making excuses, a promise to stop skipping the hard things, a promise to show up for your goals, no matter how slow the progress feels, a promise to finally take care of your body, not just when you're motivated, but when it's inconvenient, a promise to speak with more honesty, to stop hiding, to stop settling. Whatever that promise is, make it clear, simple, and personal. Don't write it to impress anyone. Write it to mean something to you. And once it's written, it becomes your standard. You don't lower it when life gets hard. You don't bend it when no one's watching. You don't rewrite it just to make things easier. You protect it like your future depends on it, because it does. If you keep breaking promises to yourself, you'll keep waking up feeling weaker than you are. You'll keep carrying around shame. You'll keep calling it a lack of motivation, when what you're really lacking is self-respect. And you build self-respect one kept promise at a time. That's how it's earned. That's how it grows. Not by what others say about you, but by what you know about yourself. That when it came time to show up, you did. That when it was easier to quit, you stayed with it. That when the old excuses came knocking, you didn't answer. That's where pride lives, not in big achievements, but in quiet discipline. Now think back to the times you felt strongest. It wasn't when life handed you something easy, it was when you followed through, when you stayed committed, when you kept going even when you didn't see instant results. Those are the moments that built something solid in you. That's what you need more of. That's what you come back to when the day feels heavy. Not hype, not motivation, but the memory that you've kept your word before, and you can do it again. That's why writing one promise matters, because it makes everything clear, it removes confusion, it gives you a target, and when your mind starts spinning, or your day feels chaotic, that promise becomes your anchor. You don't ask how you feel, you don't ask if it's convenient, you remind yourself, I made this promise, and I keep it, that's who I am now. And over time, that decision changes how you think. You start seeing yourself differently. Not as someone trying to change, but as someone living with integrity. And integrity isn't some big performance. It's doing what you said you'd do. Especially when no one is looking. It's proving to yourself, again and again, that your word means something. Most people want better results without building better habits. They want to feel proud without doing the small things that build pride. They want the confidence without the discipline, but it doesn't work like that. You earn confidence by becoming someone who does what they said they'd do, even when they're tired, even when no one claps for it, even when the results come slow. It's not about being perfect, it's about being real. You will have off days, you'll have setbacks, but the promise doesn't break just because the day didn't go well. You don't throw it away because you missed a step, you get back to it, you reset. You protect that promise because it's the foundation you're building on. And when you protect it long enough, it starts to protect you. It keeps you from falling into old habits. It keeps you from drifting. It keeps your mind from wandering into the same excuses that once controlled you. And here's the truth. When you start keeping promises to yourself, your entire life changes. Not overnight, but deeply. You stop chasing approval. You stop explaining yourself. You stop needing everything to be perfect. You wake up knowing that even if the world is unpredictable, you are solid, you are steady, you are consistent, because you made a choice to stop breaking your own word. Write the promise, keep it simple, and hold yourself to it, like it matters more than anything else. Don't overthink it. Don't wait until next week. Choose something today. Maybe it's waking up at the same time every morning. Maybe it's working out no matter how short the session. Maybe it's showing up to your goal for just 30 focused minutes each day. Whatever it is, start it now, and don't break it. Not this time. You've done the other way already. You've broken enough promises to know where that path leads. It leads to guilt, to regret, to frustration. You've lived there. You know what it feels like. Now try the other path. Try the one where you follow through, where you build momentum, where you build trust. Not because life gets easier, but because you get stronger, and that strength will carry into every area of your life. People will notice, not because you told them, but because something in you feels more grounded. You move different, you speak different, you carry yourself with more presence, because nothing builds presence like self-trust, and nothing builds self-trust like one promise kept. Day after day, this is your moment. You don't need another plan. You don't need more motivation. You just need one solid promise and the discipline to keep it. Don't wait to feel ready. You're ready now, and the best way to prove it, to yourself and no one else, is to write that promise and live like it's non-negotiable, because it is. Chapter 6. Cut one excuse that keeps ruining your progress. Every person has at least one excuse they go back to when progress starts to feel uncomfortable. That excuse becomes a hiding place, it becomes a pattern, it becomes a way of staying the same without saying it out loud. And most people don't even realize they're using it, because they've repeated it so many times that it sounds like truth. But it's not truth, it's protection, it's a mental escape. And if you don't cut it now, it will follow you everywhere you go. Excuses don't sound loud, they don't shout, they whisper, they show up in quiet thoughts like I'm too tired, I'll do it later, I'm just not ready yet, or what's the point if I keep failing? And little by little, they build a wall between you and the life you want. You say you want change, but the moment pressure shows up, the excuse takes over. You let it talk you out of doing the work. You let it convince you to stay still. And that's how progress dies, slowly, silently, through the words you keep telling yourself. This is the moment to name that excuse. Not next week, not when things calm down. Right now, be honest with yourself. What's the one line you keep using to stay comfortable? What's the thought that always shows up right before you back down? That's the one you need to face. Not tomorrow, not someday, today, because that excuse has cost you time. It's cost you confidence. It's cost you momentum. You've missed out on progress, not because you couldn't do the work, but because you let that excuse run the show. You let it make decisions for you. And if you keep allowing it, you'll never get to see what you're actually capable of. It might sound like this, I don't have time. But the truth is, you're choosing other things over the things that matter. You find time for distractions. You find time for comfort. So it's not really about time, it's about priority. Or maybe your excuse is, I don't know where to start. But you do know. You just don't want to start small. You don't want to feel like a beginner. You want it to feel easy right away. And when it doesn't, you run back to your old story that says, see, I told you it wouldn't work. That story has to go. That excuse has to be cut. Not ignored, cut. Because ignoring it means it still has space in your mind. But when you cut it, you take away its power. You replace it with action. You say, that story doesn't run my life anymore. I do. And the moment you say that, you reclaim your strength. You've got to stop romanticizing your excuses. Stop calling them reasons. Stop treating them like facts. They're not facts. They're choices. And if you don't cut them, they'll keep robbing you of your future. It's not your circumstances holding you back. It's the excuse you've wrapped around your circumstances. Progress isn't about talent. It's about honesty. And honesty starts with you saying, I've been giving power to something that weakens me. That's what excuses do. They weaken you, not physically, but mentally. They drain your belief. They lower your standards. And every time you say yes to one, you say no to your next level. This is about responsibility. And that word isn't always fun, but it's necessary, because if you don't take responsibility for your growth, no one else will. People might encourage you, they might give you advice, but no one can step inside your mind and cut the excuse for you. That's your job, and it starts by looking it straight in the eye and saying, you've had enough of my time. Think about how different your life would be if you removed that one excuse. Think about how much energy you'd save, how much clarity you'd have, how much faster you'd move. That one small lie you keep telling yourself, it's costing you more than you know. And don't tell yourself you'll do it later. That's another excuse in disguise. Later turns into weeks, then months, then a whole year where you stayed in the same place, and one day you'll look back and wonder how you lost so much time. It was the excuse. It was always the excuse. You want to change, then face it now. Pick the one excuse that shows up the most, write it down, look at it, read it out loud, and then ask yourself, what has this really done for me? What has it protected me from? What has it stopped me from becoming? And then write the opposite. Write the truth. Write what you will now believe instead. You can't just remove something. You have to replace it. You have to build a new script. If your old excuse was, I don't have enough energy, your new truth becomes, I create energy by taking care of my body and staying consistent. If the excuse was, I always mess it up, The new truth is, I'm learning to stay consistent through imperfection. The goal isn't to erase struggle. The goal is to stop letting struggle become your identity. This is about reclaiming control, one decision at a time. You're not waiting for the right moment. You're making the moment right by changing what you believe. And that happens when you cut the excuse. Cut it like it's holding you back, because it is. Cut it like your future depends on it, because it does. Progress is not some complicated system, it's a mindset. It's a decision to stop giving power to the same thoughts that have kept you stuck for years. You don't have to fix everything today, you don't have to know exactly where the path leads, you just have to start walking without that excuse in your pocket. You just have to act like your word means something. Every great change starts with cutting what no longer belongs. And if there's one thing that doesn't belong in your life anymore, it's the excuse that keeps stopping you before you've even started. This is your chance to do something different, to get out of your own way, to stop letting fear hide behind fake reasons. You're better than that. You're stronger than that. You've just been distracted by a thought that felt safe. But safe isn't where growth lives. Safe isn't where you find out who you really are. That only happens when you face what's been holding you back and choose to rise above it. So take the step, make the choice, cut the excuse, and replace it with a standard that reminds you of your strength, not your limitations. You'll feel the difference immediately, not because life gets easier, but because you'll finally stop fighting yourself. And when that happens, your progress will no longer feel like a battle. It'll feel like something you were always meant for. Chapter 7. Move your body before your doubts take over. The moment you wake up, your mind starts talking, and it doesn't always say what you want to hear. Before the sunlight hits your face, before your feet even touch the ground, the doubts begin. They creep in with quiet questions like, can I handle this day? What if I fall behind again? What if nothing changes? And if you just lie there thinking too long, those doubts start gaining control. That's why you don't start the day in your head. You start with your body. You move. You stand. You stretch. You walk. You take control of your physical state before your thoughts convince you to stay stuck. Because here's the truth. Doubt grows in stillness. The longer you wait to act, the stronger those fears become. That's why action is the antidote. Not thinking, not planning, not hoping. Movement. Getting up and doing something. Anything that reminds your brain you are in charge. When your body moves, your energy shifts. Your mind wakes up. You breathe deeper. Your thoughts start clearing. And suddenly, you're no longer sitting in fear. You're leading yourself forward. You don't need motivation for this. You don't need the perfect playlist or ideal conditions. You just need to decide that motion comes before emotion. Movement comes before clarity. You don't wait to feel ready. You build readiness by getting up. There's a pattern here. The people who feel stuck usually spend their mornings overthinking. They stay in bed too long. They scroll. They delay. And in those moments of delay, they start convincing themselves they can't do it, that today will be just like yesterday, that they're already behind. And that mental spiral is hard to escape from once it starts. That's why you beat it by starting early. Not with complicated routines, just with movement. Move your body before your doubts speak too loudly. Because if you don't, they'll talk you out of your goals. They'll tell you to take it easy. They'll make excuses sound logical. And the worst part is, you'll believe them. Not because they're true, but because you didn't give yourself the chance to shift your state before they hit you. You can break this pattern. It starts with the first 5 minutes of your morning. You don't have to run a marathon. You don't have to be an athlete. Just do something that gets your blood moving. Push-ups. Walk around the room. Stretch. Deep breathing while standing tall. What matters is not what you do, but that you do something. Something physical. Something that reminds you that your body is stronger than your hesitation. Doubt is quiet at first, but it builds fast. The only way to keep it from spreading is to interrupt it before it takes over. Movement is that interruption. When you move, you challenge the voice that says you can't. You don't need to argue with it. You just need to act differently. Doubt lives in the brain, but discipline lives in the body. And when you start moving, you're choosing discipline over hesitation. You'll notice something else too. When you move early, your mindset changes. You don't get stuck in mental loops. You don't replay the same tired excuses. You feel sharper. You make decisions faster. You start speaking differently. Because you're not dragging the weight of doubt into your day, you're lifting it with action. And that shift makes everything else easier. Progress doesn't start with strategy. It starts with state. You've got to get your body into a place where your mind can follow. That's how you stop carrying around heaviness. You activate energy. You create momentum. You stop waiting for something outside of you to change and realize that movement is something you can control right now. No one is coming to drag you out of bed. No one is going to force you to start moving. This is your choice, your habit to build, your mental armor to develop. Because this world doesn't reward hesitation. It rewards those who show up, not once in a while, but every single day. And the only way to show up consistently is to train yourself to move before your doubts settle in. You've already seen what happens when you delay, the low energy, the regret, the frustration that shows up around noon because you know you let the day slip by again. You know that feeling, and you're tired of it. You don't need another reminder that waiting doesn't work. You need proof that action does. And you can create that proof today. Not by doing everything, but by doing one thing. Move. Take that walk. Do those 10 reps, stand tall and stretch with purpose. Feel the tension leave your body as you move with intention. That's the feeling of reclaiming your strength. That's the beginning of discipline. It's not dramatic. It's not loud. It's just consistent. It's just real. And it's powerful. The people who win long term are not the ones who always feel motivated. They're the ones who train themselves to take action no matter how they feel. They don't let their emotions decide their behavior. They use their behavior to shift their emotions. And that habit starts first thing in the morning, before the doubts have a chance to build momentum. You don't overcome fear by thinking about it. You overcome it by doing something that fear doesn't expect. And fear doesn't expect movement. Fear expects you to stay in bed, scroll your phone, check messages, waste time. When you move, you break the pattern. You step into strength before weakness shows up. You lead your day instead of letting the day lead you. And over time, this becomes who you are. Someone who doesn't negotiate with doubt. Someone who doesn't need to feel ready to do what needs to be done. Someone who takes their power back first thing, every day. And that identity changes everything. You can't wait for clarity. You can't wait for inspiration. You've got to make a decision. You've got to move before your doubts trap you in the same old routine. Your body is the tool that can carry you through anything. But you have to activate it. You have to wake it up before the weight of your own hesitation pulls you back into silence and delay. This isn't about having a perfect routine. This is about building the kind of discipline that removes excuses, the kind that wakes you up and says, no matter what happens today, I'm showing up with power. And that power doesn't come from thinking. It comes from doing. So move. Even when it's early, even when your mind says no, even when it's easier to stay where you are. Move because your future self is watching. Move because your discipline depends on it. Move because you've spent enough time letting your doubts start the day before you do. From this point forward, make that your standard. Not perfection, not performance, just movement. First thing, without overthinking, without debate, without delay, because that's how strong days begin. That's how mental clarity is built. That's how you rise above everything that once held you back. Move now, own your day. And let action be your proof that you're not waiting to feel powerful, you're choosing to be powerful, one decision at a time. Chapter 8. Make one decision you've been avoiding for weeks. There is a decision sitting in the back of your mind that you've been carrying for weeks. You think about it often, even if you don't say it out loud. It shows up at random times when you're trying to sleep, when you're walking alone, when the noise dies down. You feel it every time you avoid it. It nags you not because it's confusing, but because you already know the truth. You know what needs to be done. You've just been delaying it. It might be a choice about your health. It could be a conversation you've been putting off. Maybe it's a goal you haven't committed to fully, or a boundary you've refused to set. Whatever it is, it's costing you energy, it's cluttering your clarity, and it's quietly stealing your momentum. Avoiding decisions doesn't remove the pressure, it only stretches it out. It turns a moment of discomfort into weeks of internal tension. It makes you tired. It weakens your confidence. It keeps you living in hesitation instead of direction. You don't need more time. You don't need more information. You just need to stop avoiding what you already know. Because this isn't about making the perfect move, it's about making an honest one, it's about choosing progress over delay. You've already played out the options in your head 1,000 times, the overthinking hasn't helped, it's only created more anxiety. You don't get peace by stalling, you get peace by deciding. Every time you avoid a decision, you give up a little bit of power, you let fear drive, you let doubt control the wheel, and then you wonder why you feel stuck. The answer is simple. You're still holding on to the question. You've been rehearsing instead of resolving. You've been thinking instead of acting. And now it's time to break that pattern. This is not about rushing. It's about leading yourself forward. You've waited long enough. You've spent enough energy thinking in circles. The only way to create movement again is to make a clear final decision, not with your emotions, with your values, with your priorities, with the version of yourself you're trying to become. You don't need everyone to agree with it. You don't need a perfect plan. You just need to trust that doing nothing is no longer an option. You know which decision it is, the one that's been haunting you quietly, the one you've been pushing off because it might create tension, discomfort, or change. But here's the truth. Avoiding that decision is already creating discomfort. It's already creating stress. It's already limiting what's possible. And if you wait any longer, you'll start building a life around your hesitation instead of your strength. Growth lives on the other side of that decision. So does clarity. So does relief. You don't need to see 10 steps ahead. Just make the one decision that clears the fog, the one that brings things into focus, the one that forces you to step up and stop negotiating with your fear, because fear doesn't leave until you act in spite of it. This is about owning your direction. You can't become your best self while avoiding what makes you uncomfortable. You can't move forward while holding on to indecision. You have to lead yourself through it, even if your voice shakes, even if you're scared, even if it's messy. You grow by doing the hard thing, not by waiting for it to feel easy. And the decision doesn't have to be dramatic, it just has to be final. It has to come from a place of self-respect, from a place that says, I'm done dragging this out. I'm done letting this take up space in my head. It's time to draw a line, not just for closure, but for freedom. Because when you finally commit to the decision you've been avoiding, everything around you starts to change. You get your time back. You get your clarity back. You stop living in limbo. That's what most people don't talk about. Indecision is exhausting. It steals your best energy. It keeps you thinking about things that could have been done weeks ago. It keeps you from being present, focused, and fully engaged with your life. And if you let it go on long enough, you'll forget what it feels like to be clear, confident, and committed. You'll live in a constant state of almost, almost ready, almost clear, almost strong. But never quite there. That's not who you are. You are not someone who waits forever. You are not someone who hides from hard things. You are someone who faces what needs to be faced. You are someone who decides, even when it's hard, even when it hurts, even when it changes everything. So take a breath. Think about that one thing you've been avoiding. Not everything, just one. The decision that's been pulling at your mind day after day. Don't think about how scary it is. Think about what your life will feel like when it's no longer hanging over your head. Think about the peace that comes from finally choosing. Think about the freedom of having your mind back. You've lived with hesitation long enough. You know how it feels. You know where it leads. It leads to frustration, confusion, and low energy. It leads to a life where you question yourself more than you trust yourself. That ends now. Because you're no longer a person who avoids things just because they're hard. You are someone who takes ownership, who steps into discomfort for the sake of growth. And even if the decision brings challenges, at least you're moving forward. At least you're choosing your direction. At least you're not sitting in the same old pattern, hoping life will fix itself. It won't. You have to be the one to fix it. You have to be the one to say, this ends today. I'm not dragging this out another week. You get stronger by deciding, you become clear by choosing, and you change your life by facing what you've been avoiding. This is the moment. You know what needs to be done. Now do it, quietly, firmly, without looking back. Because once you decide, you give your energy a place to go, you give your time meaning again, and you give yourself a chance to start living fully, instead of halfway. You are one decision away from a completely different week. One choice away from new energy, one step away from clearing your mind and regaining your direction. So stop putting it off. Stop pretending you need more time. You've waited long enough. Make the decision, follow through, and let that choice be the turning point you've been waiting for. Not someday, not eventually, right now. Chapter 9. Act like someone who actually respects their time. There's one resource you never get back, time. Not one second. Once it's gone, it's gone. And if you're not living like your time matters, you're wasting something more valuable than money, more valuable than praise, more valuable than comfort. Most people don't take their time seriously until they realize it's been slipping away day by day. You don't get a warning, you don't get a reminder. One day, you just look up and realize you've been busy, but not productive, active, but not focused, alive, but not fully present. And it hits you, you haven't been acting like someone who respects their time. Respecting your time doesn't mean scheduling every second. It means living like each day has weight, like your minutes carry meaning, like your hours are building something. You've got to look at how you treat your time the same way you'd treat something you value. If someone disrespected your money, you'd take it seriously. If someone wasted your energy, you'd feel it. So why is it that people keep giving their time to things that don't build them, don't grow them, don't serve them, and don't move them closer to anything they care about? Because they haven't stopped to ask what their time is worth. And if you don't define the value of your time, the world will use it for anything and everything. You'll end up saying yes to things that drain you, spending hours in distractions, filling your schedule with things that don't matter, and calling it a productive day. But a full day isn't the same as a meaningful one. Being tired at night doesn't mean you spent your time well. You have to ask yourself, did I do something today that reflects respect for my time? Or did I just stay busy because it felt familiar? You have to act like your time is limited because it is. And the way you act changes when you respect that truth. You stop entertaining nonsense. You stop chasing approval. You stop filling gaps with things that lead nowhere. You become intentional. You become selective. You start protecting your time like it's your responsibility to guard, because it is. You can't complain about not having time and then waste it on things that don't build you. That's a contradiction. That's a sign you're not clear on your priorities. And if you're not clear, someone else will be glad to fill your time for you. Your phone will. Your notifications will. Other people's emergencies will. That's why you must draw a line and say, this time belongs to me, and I choose what it's spent on. Acting like someone who respects their time means waking up with a plan, not a perfect plan, but a direction. It means saying no when something doesn't align. It means getting honest about what deserves space in your day and what's just noise. It means closing the gap between what you say matters and what you actually do with your hours. Because anyone can talk about goals, but your calendar reveals the truth. If you really want to change your life, start looking at where your time actually goes. Write it down. Track it for 1 week. You'll see patterns. You'll see where you drift, where you stall, where you give your time away to things that leave you feeling more empty than fulfilled. And when you see it, don't get discouraged. Get serious. Get focused. Get committed to using your time better. Not perfectly, just better. You've got to stop treating every day like it's endless, like there's always tomorrow. Because there won't always be a tomorrow. There will come a time when the time runs out. You don't know when. You don't get to pick. But you do get to choose what you do with the hours in front of you now. And if you choose to treat them like they're valuable, your life starts to reflect that respect. And it's not just about productivity. It's about alignment. It's about making sure that how you spend your time matches who you say you want to become. It means giving more time to your health, your mind, your personal goals, your growth. It means giving less time to distractions, drama, mindless scrolling, and energy leaks. And the only way to make that shift is to act like someone who doesn't just hope for progress, but builds it, hour by hour. You'll notice something powerful when you do this. You'll start feeling more grounded, more in control. You'll stop rushing through the day. You'll stop ending every night feeling like the hours slipped through your fingers. You'll begin to feel proud, not because everything is perfect, but because you showed up with purpose. You followed through. You used your time like it mattered. That mindset creates momentum, and momentum builds confidence. Not the fake kind, the real kind, the kind that comes from living in alignment with your standards, the kind that grows when you stop giving your best hours to things that don't deserve them. It's not about doing more, it's about doing what matters, even if that means doing less, even if that means cancelling plans that don't serve you, even if that means turning your phone off for an hour, just to think clearly, even if it means choosing rest, not out of laziness, but out of respect for your body and your long-term goals. When you respect your time, everything starts to shift. You stop rushing, you stop settling, you stop saying, maybe later, and you start saying, now matters, because it does. You don't get to rewind this week, you don't get to relive today. The opportunity to live with intention is always right now. And most people will keep waiting for the right moment, but the right moment is any moment you take seriously. So how do you begin? Start with one small promise, one non-negotiable time block in your day that's fully yours. Protect it, use it well, then build from there. Build a life where you don't just manage your time, you honor it. And when you honor your time, your life starts honoring you back. Things begin to make sense. Progress becomes visible. You stop feeling like you're chasing your own tail and start feeling like you're building something real. Respect for time creates structure, and structure is what supports freedom. The freedom to grow, the freedom to focus, the freedom to live with meaning. But none of that happens by accident. It happens when you wake up and act like someone who knows their hours are limited and their goals are too important to waste them. This isn't about fear. It's about responsibility. You've got time right now. That's a gift. Not everyone gets to say that. Use it well. Live in a way that says, I don't just want change. I make time for it. I show up for it. I give it the time it needs. You don't have to be extreme. You just have to be consistent. Consistent enough to protect your focus. Strong enough to cut distractions. Clear enough to say no. And aware enough to recognize when your time is being taken from you without return. Start today. Don't say it. Prove it. Use your time like someone who wants to be better. Live like every hour has value, because it does. And when you start acting like someone who respects their time, you'll start becoming someone who others respect too, not because of what you say, but because of how you live. Chapter 10. Say out loud what you will no longer accept. There comes a moment in life where staying silent starts to cost more than speaking up. A moment where your own frustration, disappointment, and repeated patterns press against you so hard that the only way forward is to finally say what you should have said a long time ago, not in your head, not on paper, but out loud, with real conviction, with real clarity, with real honesty. Because sometimes the most powerful shift in your life begins with a firm sentence, "I will no longer accept this." That sentence is not for the world to hear, it's for you. It's a declaration that you are done tolerating what's been draining you. You are done pretending things are fine when they are not. You are done carrying pain, weight, and patterns that have no place in your future. Saying it out loud makes it real. It's not a wish. It's not a goal. It's a personal boundary, spoken with strength and backed by choice. You cannot grow past what you continue to tolerate. You can't build a new life while protecting the habits, relationships, and environments that are quietly keeping you small. If something inside you has been unsettled, heavy, uneasy, there's a reason. And it's not because you need to fix yourself. It's because you've been silent too long about what's hurting you. And that silence turns into resentment. That silence turns into fatigue. That silence makes you forget what it feels like to stand strong. You've been bending, you've been swallowing your voice, you've been telling yourself, it's not the right time, or it's not a big deal, or maybe I just need to be more patient. And that might have felt mature at one point, but now it feels like a lie, because deep down you know something has to change, and it won't change until you open your mouth and speak the truth. You've got to say out loud what you will no longer accept, not because you're angry, but because you're ready to grow. You're ready to stop dragging the weight of your silence around. You're ready to set a line, this far, no further. Not another day living beneath your standard. Not another morning waking up already tired of your own choices. Not another week wasted in situations that go nowhere. You're done. Say it. I will no longer accept being disrespected. I will no longer accept ignoring my health. I will no longer accept playing small just to make others comfortable. I will no longer accept wasting time on things that lead me nowhere. I will no longer accept treating my own needs like they don't matter. Say it with full voice, because when you say it, you start to believe it, and when you believe it, you start living differently. People stay stuck, not because they don't know what to do, but because they're afraid to say it out loud. Saying it makes it real. Saying it means something has to change, and that's scary. But you can't keep hiding behind politeness, fear of conflict, or the comfort of staying quiet. Growth doesn't happen in the shadows. It happens when you speak your truth and take action that matches it. The strongest people are not the ones who avoid pain. They're the ones who name it. They're the ones who stand in front of the mirror and say, "This version of me is not who I'm staying." And then they do something about it. They cut what needs to be cut. They move in a new direction. They let go of what's holding them back, even if it's familiar, even if it's all they've known. And it's not about yelling. It's not about being loud. It's about being clear. It's about drawing a boundary so sharp that you don't forget it. So strong that the next time life tests you, you remember exactly what you said. "I will not accept this. I've already spoken that truth. I've already made that decision. There's nothing left to debate." That level of clarity gives you energy. It removes the mental fog. It allows you to focus, because now you're not just drifting, you're moving with direction. You're not weighed down by indecision or guilt. You're not dancing around what needs to be said. You've said it, you've honored it, and now you live it. It's not enough to know what you want. You have to say what you're done with. Because everything you accept teaches others how to treat you. It teaches your mind what's allowed. It teaches your future what to expect. If you keep accepting things that weaken you, you can't be surprised when your life reflects that weakness. But when you raise your standard and speak it clearly, you begin to attract what matches your strength. Saying what you no longer accept doesn't mean life gets easier, but it gets cleaner. The noise falls away. The people who never respected your boundaries will test you, but now you'll be ready, because you've spoken it, and you've meant it. You're no longer trying to be liked by everyone, you're committed to respecting yourself. That shift changes everything. And don't wait for the perfect moment, there won't be one. Don't wait for others to give you permission, they won't. You don't need a stage or an audience, you just need a quiet room, a mirror, or a journal. But make sure your voice is involved. Say it clearly, say it for yourself. Say it because this life is too short to keep living under the weight of what you've outgrown. This moment is yours. Use it. Think of the things that drain you, the habits that pull you backward, the patterns you keep repeating, the people who leave you feeling worse, not better, the responsibilities you take on out of guilt, not purpose, the noise that fills your head and stops you from thinking clearly. Pick one and speak your truth. "I will no longer accept this. I've stayed quiet long enough. I've played small long enough. I've doubted myself long enough. Now is the time to rise, not with more doing, but with a firm decision, one that starts with your voice, one that reminds your mind and your body that you are not someone who lives by default. You are someone who sets the tone. You are someone who chooses their path. You are someone who speaks with purpose and follows through. You don't need to change your whole life today, just change your standard. And once that's set, let your words guide your actions. You've got goals to reach, peace to reclaim, and strength to grow into. There's no more time to waste living under the weight of what you've been too afraid to say. Say it now, say it strong, say it for you, because that one sentence could become the turning point that changes your entire direction, and you already know what it needs to be. Speak it, mean it, live it.